Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I've seen them having dedication, consecration services for Christians and saying, come into my heart. Well, if you're a Christian, he's already in your heart. He's not going to come in. He's already in there. And then to turn around and contradict themselves. I'm talking about consecration. I'm not talking about dealing with sinners. I'm not talking about an altar service for sinners. I'm talking about a dedication, consecration service. Everybody that had come forward were Christians.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Christians come to the altar. We hear people say, well, dedicate yourself to God, give yourself to God. Well, you see, this man on the inside, you can't give him to God. If you're a Christian, he already belongs to God. You can't give me something that already belongs to me. You couldn't give me that Bible case. It's already mine. You couldn't give me the Bible that's in the case. It's already mine. Isn't that right? You see, if you would say, when we have our dedication service and our consecration service, if you'd come to do something with your body, that would be a different thing. But we don't make it clear, and so some folks have been doing the same thing. They've been dedicating and consecrating for 40 years, and they're no more dedicated and no more consecrated than they were 40 years ago when they started it. Amen. I've seen them having dedication, consecration services for Christians and saying, come into my heart. Well, if you're a Christian, he's already in your heart. He's not going to come in. He's already in there. And then to turn around and contradict themselves. I'm talking about consecration. I'm not talking about dealing with sinners. I'm not talking about an altar service for sinners. I'm talking about a dedication, consecration service. Everybody that had come forward were Christians. And somebody started singing, come into my heart, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay. He had already come in to stay. And then I've seen him come back the next night and sing the same song. Same people. No wonder they never did get dedicated or consecrated. They didn't know what they were doing. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. It's so nonetheless. Now, as I said, our terms, let me rephrase that or let me repeat it. Let me say it again. Our terms are so indistinct in describing things that they are confusing. It would be better for us just to say things like the Bible says them. Now, for instance, this verse that I quoted earlier in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, where Paul said, I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here Paul is praying for the church at Thessalonica, and he begins with the inside, the very innermost part of man, the heart of his being, which is his spirit, you see, and then comes to the outside, spirit, soul, and body. He starts with the heart of man, spirit, then he comes to the outside, soul, and body. And so he begins with the inward man and then comes out to the outward man. Do you ever notice this? I've watched this for many, many years. Most people misquote that verse. And they put the body first instead of the spirit. Because you see, they're more body conscious than they are spirit conscious. I've noticed that a lot of times even in reading sermons that people had preached or messages in periodicals, instead of them correcting the statement with the scripture, whoever edited the sermon, they go ahead and quote it just like whoever was speaking quoted it. And I've noticed, actually, very seldom have I ever heard a speaker that got it correct. And I've been in the ministry for 43 years, and I'm a very close observer. Very seldom, if ever, have I heard a speaker that really got it correct. They'd always say, Paul said, I pray God your whole body, spirit, and soul. He didn't say it that way. He didn't say it that way. Put the body first. He never put the body first. Spirit, soul, and body. Now, like I said, the reason that people say it that way is that they're more body conscious than they are spirit conscious. But we need to become more spirit conscious. If we're going to be led by the Spirit of God, and if we know that God's Spirit leads us through our spirits, then we're going to have to become more spirit conscious, or else we're going to miss the whole thing. Now, we need to think of ourselves as spirit beings, possessing souls and living in bodies. Now, what is the difference from or between spirit and soul? Now, the spirit and the soul are not the same. And yet, I know from experience, here's a hard one. For a good many years, I studied this subject. I didn't have the answer. I'll be honest, I didn't have it. It never has bothered me through these many years of ministry to say to people, if they ask me sometime, I don't know. Don't let it bother you to say, I don't know. Because if you know everything, then we ought to start following you. Because you're, you know. But really, we won't. We'll start praying for you because we know you're lying. Amen. It never bothered me as a young minister when I first started out. Then there's a lot I didn't know then. There's a lot I don't know yet. Even the great apostle Paul said himself in 1 Corinthians 13, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Now if you'll just stop and think what he said, it'll help you. It won't hinder you, it'll help you. Paul said, I don't know everything. Even in my prophecy, I'm only prophesying in part. You'll never tell the whole story, even in prophesying. It won't be the whole thing, everything. That's the reason you can't just follow it and nothing else. Are you listening to me? Because it's in part. Amen. But thank God for what we do know. Praise the Lord. Now then, I remember years ago, many years ago, I, in studying this subject and then searching, and I asked different ministers, full gospel, yes, leading teachers in the full gospel Pentecostal movement, and then other ministers also, all outstanding ministers of the nation. I got the teachings, the books that were taught in our leading Bible school, Pentecostal Bible schools, and some of the leading seminaries of our nation to see what they taught on the subject of man. None of them satisfied me. None of them were actually scriptural. They were, like the Bible said, in part. Most all of them. And then I asked outstanding teachers in the Assemblies of God movement, the leading teachers in the Foursquare movement, the leading teachers, and others in Pentecostal movement. Then I listened closely, very closely, to conversation as ministers were discussing some of these subjects. What's the difference between soul and spirit? Sort of a blank look come on his face. And he said, well, I always thought they was the same. That's exactly what every outstanding Pentecostal teacher in America said to me. I said, how could they be the same? How could they be the same? When Paul says, by the Spirit of God in Hebrews 4:12, that the Spirit of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder spirit and soul. If you can divide them, they couldn't be the same. Isn't that correct? And I'll be honest with you, I just couldn't, I couldn't find the answer, and I'd been seeking for 15 years and studying carefully and burning the midnight oil. I could tell you some of the teachers that I asked. I'll not use any of their names. Outstanding teachers that I asked in personal conversation. They looked at me sort of blank and said, "Well, I thought they was the same. What's the difference between spirit and soul?" I'd say, "Well, I thought they was the same." I said, "Well, I did too one time." Don't go back and get some of my old sermons away back out of years ago. You'll hear me saying the same thing they said. That's where I got it, was from them. But I found out I and them too was wrong. You see. Now notice, Hebrews 4:12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." Now, we've not been able to divide them as we ought. I'll tell you why we haven't. Because we're more soul conscious than spirit conscious. Some are more body conscious. They put the body first. And they're more body conscious. Then others are more soul conscious. I made this discovery nearly 30 years ago as I began to study this. I've been studying it for 15 years. I began to make some of these discoveries in the last church I pastored, way back 1948 and 49, as I just shut myself up in my church sometimes days at a time with the Bible.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're now enrolling for the fall of 2026.
Yeah.
Wow.
And hey,
yes.
Oh, in April,
yes.
Next month,
that's
we got a Rhema College weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's April 10th through the 12th. That's Friday through Sunday, right here on the campus. Now, what is it all about? Well, you attend 3 classes, you meet with the dean, you get a tour of the campus, there's
yes.
a worship night. There's information about job and housing,
yes.
and then there's a fun night.
Yes.
And on Sunday, you attend the Rhema Bible Church Sunday a.m. service.
Yes.
So just go to rbdc.org, and all the information will come up there, and you can sign up. It's free to sign up, and come on and be with us.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase Volume 2 of the series. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.